afternoon and welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. It's great to have you here on this Thursday lunch hour. Now, you know, we talk about artificial intelligence a fair bit on the show. Sometimes it's just day to day how it impacts our lives. We've talked about it from an educational standpoint and how some of these educational places, institutions are dealing with artificial intelligence. We've got companies that are standing up to basically try and help business integrate AI into their workplace. I'm happy to have a guy sitting in studio with me now who I feel like could talk AI all day long. This is basically a big part of the work that he does. Chad Jones, you probably recognize this name because I remember listening to Chad on with John Gormley. I had spent a few sessions on with John. I'm happy to have him back in studio now. He's the CEO of Push Interactions. He's actually a former Apple engineer who worked down in California in the Apple headquarters. And he joins us now here live in studio. Chad, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Saskatoon's home for you, right?
Yep.
You're U of S grad?
Yep.
What did you take at U of S?
Electrical engineering, computer science.
Okay. And then how did you end up at Apple?
Well, it was very difficult. So I went down there after applying online, getting nothing. And so I actually had to go down to a job fair in person. And then the first day they actually said, well, you should just play online. Mm-hmm. But the second day I actually went there, really sold myself. And then they gave me an interview when I was down there. And I met with the hiring person. They did an 8-hour interview because they didn't even ask them a seat of my degree because they're like, Saskatchewan, what's that? Did you just sneeze? You know? And so they offered me the job before I left the campus.
Yeah. And how long were you with Apple?
5 years.
And I'm sure you learned a ton there.
Oh, yeah.
That now you bring back. Does mm-hmm. it help you? You run your own company now.
Yep.
Does it help frame how you run a company after watching?
Yep.
Apple is viewed by many as a pinnacle of governance within an organization.
Yep.
Yeah. So let's talk a bit about what you do. You're the CEO of Push Interactions. What is your company?
So we build custom software for whatever business they want. So as an example, we work with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. We do AI for them. Mm-hmm. It's used for scouting, that kind of thing. This is public knowledge now. A few years ago, I couldn't tell you any of this. And lots of other companies, we build a lot of apps and software backends. Like one of the ones I'm proud of is that we built a software system for missing youth in Saskatchewan. So if a kid goes missing from an organization, like they don't know where the kid yeah. went, then they get reported through the system we built. And then there's a bunch of questions. And, you know, then they decide if this is going to be a police report or not and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. And yeah, so I'm sure that system has saved lives.
Sure. It's just so impressive to me how many ways in which we can automate things in a way that mm-hmm. data sets can read and see information that maybe normal people wouldn't catch.
Yep.
Things that connect. I mean, this really goes back to data analytics in policing, my old job. We used to say sometimes having one good analyst in a section is as good as 20 investigators sometimes because they can pull things together. I want to talk a bit about artificial intelligence. You had actually forwarded prior to this mm-hmm. interview a link to Google's new Veo 3. What is this program?
What's a new technology released by Google that lets you generate videos based on, like, you type in something like, I want to see a guy mowing his lawn and he's wearing a brown hat, and then it'll actually generate a video of that.
Mm-hmm. So you sent along some links and I went deep last night into the mm-hmm. wormhole of watching these links, these videos. Chad, it's crazy to me that these are AI produced videos. It looked like I was watching a snippet from a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So where is this taking us?
Well, so in the near future, humans will not be able to tell the difference between, you know, photos and videos generated by this technology. And it will certainly be used in you know, Hollywood or maybe not Hollywood itself,
yeah.
but because that's what the strike was about, right? About these AI videos. But it'll be used in making movies and television shows. Certainly commercials will be done, like probably maybe all of a commercial, for example, could be generated with AI video in a short amount of time.
Now, I watched watched these videos last night. So one was like a 7-minute video. It was a girl creating basically like a video of her life with this robot. Mm-hmm. And you know, it was like a short film, basically. If I watched it really closely, I probably would have successfully, not being trained, not having the background and education you do, I probably could have picked out a couple of instances where I thought, I don't know if that was real or not. Just mm-hmm. the movement, maybe not quite right, something like that. But you're saying that we are probably not far from a day when even someone like you would not be able to.
Exactly. That is definitely where we're going. I would guess in 3 to 5 years we will be there.
So that scares me though, Chad. Like what does that mean for someone just sitting in a recliner watching a movie, no harm, no foul? But there's lots of ways, and you and I could come up with a list now of where that's a problem.
Yeah. Someone could make a false video of someone committing a crime, for example, or maybe they make up some evidence to get them out of a crime or something, right? And for your perspective, and I do think it will be a profession in the not so distant future that it'll be a professional position to say, is this a real video or not? Is this a real photo or not? And there will be all kinds of analysis that you can do. You can look at the data of the actual video. Does this look like it was generated, or was this made by a camera kind of mm-hmm. thing, right? And they'll be able to do analysis, and that'll be a job. They'll be able to say with 95% probability, this is a real video or not, mm-hmm. you know?
Chad Jones is my guest, CEO of Push Interactions, based, it's a Saskatchewan company. He's a Saskatchewan proud person, but spent a fair bit of time working as an Apple engineer, and so brings that expertise back to Saskatchewan. As we see things in technology, as it unfolds, it creates different spaces, different opportunities. You just said there will be a day when there will be people, their job is to determine whether this is real or not. Let's pull it back. You know, I tend to look at things like, oh my gosh, crime is going to go up as a result of this. But let's be a little more chipper in our view of this. There's going to be very many accessible, user-friendly programs where people are going to be enhanced video making, turning their life into a cartoon. Mm-hmm. Those types of things already exist, don't they?
Yeah. And they're definitely getting better. And it will be even amateurs will be able to make, an AI video, and it will look, pretty professional, mm-hmm. you know.
We're talking about videos because we're talking about Google's VO3, but that's Google's mm-hmm. version. There's all companies have got different things out there. Who's leading the way in the cutting edge of some of this?
Google's technology they just released is the leading edge right now. A month from now, it'll be something else. Right. So this is a very fast evolving space. And even between the different technologies, some of them are better at some things than others, mm-hmm. right? So, this is a very hot field of technology, and I would say over the next 2 to 3 years, there'll be untold amounts of money and put into this to build the best of these products. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So when we think about deep fakes, AI generated videos, this is something. I mean, let's just go to the hockey. We just wrapped up the Stanley Cup. I saw more deep fake Connor McDavid videos floating around. Where I'm like, my first reaction is I can't believe you would say that. And then you think, okay, hang on a second. This isn't actually. It's his voice. Yep. It's his likeness on the screen. But again, watch closely enough, you could probably pick up something. Are we literally kind of unregulated in this field right now?
Definitely. It's like the Wild West. There's no regulations about this. In fact, in the United States, they're looking to unregulate some of this stuff. The states cannot regulate this. Now, there are groups out there that have put together things and said, we need not really for these videos and that kind of thing, more for like general artificial intelligence, like something that would be like a human intelligence kind of thing. Mm-hmm. There are papers and documents and treaties that are starting to be looked at around that kind of thing mm-hmm. that we want to regulate that, but certainly not anything like this video. This is Wild West.
What's your view on it? I mean, you work in this industry, and I'm guessing you're a person that gets super excited about the possibilities that are mm-hmm. out there, but how do you see regulation play in with this?
Well, I think it has to come in at some point. I'm not sure exactly how it will. Like, for example, maybe they'll have to mark in some way that this is an AI video so that people will know, you know, unless it's being used in a movie or something. And or maybe even just in the inside the video itself, like not when you watch it, but when like an analyst would open it up and say, OK, well, this is made by this thing, you know. And so then an analyst would be able to tell almost immediately that it's fake or not.
Authentic replica, what or whatever you want to call it. You also, one of the links that you had sent me was around AI generated music, voice, real-time voice changers. So this is, and watching the video, it's remarkable. And this is just a video off YouTube, so like this stuff is easy to find, to search, to see with your own eyes. This fellow was talking into a microphone, and then all of a sudden it turned into a female voice, and then all of a sudden someone with a deeper voice, and then he did the same thing with music. Possibilities and negative possibilities are really endless, wouldn't you say, Chad?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if I was in the music space, I'd be very interested in these tools because, I mean, you can take anyone's voice and change it in all kinds of ways. We're not just talking about autotune here that probably everyone's already familiar with. We're talking about completely changing someone's voice that they don't even sound at all like themselves. And then that might be good for the song, for example.
Right. Where are we headed? Chad Jones is my guest, the CEO of Push Interactions. We're talking about artificial intelligence, and even literally in the last day or so as I've been preparing for this talk, I think I've had my eyes open to a new level of what is going on with AI when it comes to video development, changing voices, all of those things. Where are we headed?
Well, it's going to be a place where it's going to be hard to tell. Like, there's already scams going on, for example, that, you know, grandma gets a call and it's their nephew that says, I need some money. But actually, that's not your nephew. That's an AI generated voice, right? Because it doesn't take a lot of information. But going further than that, I mean, AI is going to impact every single field, certainly every single white collar office job that in the future you will for sure have it impacting every single job. So our kids that are like, you know, 5 years old this time, they will, when they do their profession, probably half their job will be interacting with an AI that helps them to do their job. And of course, there will be a bunch of jobs that are completely replaced by AI, and then new jobs created. Like I said, like there will be a job to identify if a video is real or not, right? That didn't exist before because it was just seeing is believing. I see a video, it's real.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is so much, and we talk about fake news has become kind of a blanket statement for so many things, but gone are the days where you can see a picture and accept that it's a picture. I think back to some of those early office gag Photoshop things that end up on the bulletin board. I mean, we are just leaps and bounds beyond that. But, you know, there's so much. Someone sent me a video the other day from a school, and you've probably seen there's a few of these floating around where a teacher took her students, put them into AI, asked them what they wanted to be when they were older, and then had a video or a picture of them in that role. So if they said, you know, a little Johnny wants to be an astronaut, there was a picture that would come up on the screen, him in an astronaut suit. It advanced his age. It showed what he would look like. I mean, watching the looks on these kids' faces, I mean, you can't help but think, wow, they've been inspired. They believe in themselves. They can see what that looks like. There's so many good uses for this. Are you feeling like we are on the doorstep of making positive change in the world with AI?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, there's definitely risks. You've probably heard about it. People are worried about artificial general intelligence, which is like human level or more intelligence. But yeah, right now, the tools are really exciting. It's going to change a lot of industries. Like someone that, doesn't have a $1 million budget to make a movie, they could probably make it in 1/10 or even less the budget using AI generated video. For some or all of the movie, for example.
I can't imagine, we're actually up, right up against the clock, but very quickly, Chad, I can't imagine how industry like organizations like Apple are trying to adapt to this, because it's not just now about technology and the devices, but it's about how it can adapt to this.
Yeah, I mean, it's about making intuitive tools that humans can use to generate this stuff. I mean, if it's not accessible to people in a way that they can understand and use, then it's not useful, right? Mm-hmm. So half of the AI is not just making those videos, but making it easy for people to make those videos.
We are definitely having you back, Chad. There's lots we can talk about. We'll check in with you on a regular basis, but I appreciate you popping in today. Chad Jones, CEO of Push Interactions, a former Apple engineer, bases his business out of Saskatoon. And it's quite remarkable. If you get a chance, just go online and Google new platform VO3. You can see some of the videos that can be produced through artificial intelligence. Absolutely incredible. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. You know how sometimes you're with somebody and you just think, gosh, this guy knows stuff? That was my last guest, Chad Jones, the CEO of Push Interactions. He's a smart dude. You could tell. He's all in on this artificial intelligence step that society is taking. It's in many different ways, and he'll be a great continuation for us on this topic. We'll have him back again real soon. Well, busy day today and another one tomorrow, Friday's edition of the show. All of the things that you're used to, including open phones, bugs and hugs, Belton Johnson, and green and white prognostications at the end of the show. Hope you will join us. It starts up at 8:30 tomorrow morning right here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.